Simon & Schuster Audio presents Vanished by James DeLaghi. Read by Adam Fitzgerald, Taryn Ryan, and Mel Stewart. Chapter 1. Detective Emmeline Taylor. A family was missing. They had been in the town, and then they weren't. What they were even doing there in the first place wasn't yet known. No one should have been there. No one had for close to 50 years. It had been a short, choppy flight from Perth on a twin-prop plane into the blood-red dirt and streak of tarmac that was Leonora Airport, before driving south along Route 49, the Goldfields Highway, an indication of what was out here, or at least what used to be out here. The good times had long gone. The relentless desert scrub drifted by the window as Detective Emmeline Taylor rested her arm atop the steering wheel. There was no need to move it. The road was as straight as an arrow, from here to the horizon. The kinds of roads driverless cars were built for. But she had insisted on driving herself rather than be picked up at the airport by one of the local cops. The 100 kilometres would give her time to think. Mainly about why she had been called out here. It was unusual for the major crime squad to get involved in what was technically a MISPA case. But as it involved 3 members of the same family, someone had classed it as a major case. Hence, the need to come out here. Into the dust. From the file that she had scanned on a plane that seemed to flit up and down through the turbulent air like a hawk swooping for prey, the place that she was looking for was called Kalayee, a town on the edge of the Great Victorian Desert. A name suspected to be indigenous in nature, but as mysterious as the family's disappearance. The names of the family had also been in the file. Lorcan Maguire, 31 years old, Niana Maguire, 28 years old, and Dylan Maguire, 6 years old. Last known address given as Cannington, Perth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?